Okay, it's what time is this? It's 4:10. It's Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and we've just qualified for the 2010 National Football League final. I'm here with the brother, and this is going to be a bit of a two-hander because I'm going to put him on to you in a minute. But let me see. Well, first of all, I think a game of two halves, I think, is the first thing. We were fairly poor in the first half. Cork looked like they were more into the game. They were playing a fast running game. They were laying the ball off pretty well. We were struggling enough to stay with them. Seamus O'Shea was working quite hard in midfield. Tom Parsons wasn't as much into it, but we're good at the backs. I have to say that I was a bit afraid about that full back line with Chris Barrett, Ger Caffrey, and Liam O'Malley, but they played well. Trevor Howley got a bit of a roasting from Donal O'Connor in the first half. It was Freeze really that kept us in it in the first half. We got a few from play, but we got most of them from Freeze. So we went in 7 each at half time. It was looking dodgy enough, and then when we heard the Dubs were winning by 9, I thought, oh Jesus, you know, we could well lose out here. And I think that the lads obviously thought that as well, because we had an absolute barrage of points at the start of the second half. I think we got 3 or 4 points in as many minutes, and we were soon clear, and it was obvious really from then on that Cork were not going to go back at us. You know, did they want to? I'm not too sure. I mean, they had a load of subs. They had at least 5. We thought they must have had nearly 8 or 9. You know, they just seemed to be subbing all the time. They lost big men. They lost Canty. I think they lost Murphy. They seemed to be more disjointed. Whereas we grew more and more coherent as the day went on. Like, the passing was getting better. We were finding lads. We were laying off balls much better. And took some nice scores as well. So anyway, that's it. I don't know what the brother thinks, but I'll let him tell you himself. And then we're going to head back to Dublin. All right.
Okay, very much a game of two halves. At the start of the game, they moved Derry Kavanagh back in to cover Aidan O'Shea, and it seemed to work fairly well for them. Our lads in the forwards particularly were dropping the ball a lot in the first half, but in the back line we were doing fairly well. The only problem was that when Cork got the ball, they moved it very, very good at kick passing. They're probably the best kick passing team in the country at the moment, and what they were doing is playing it across our half back line and waiting for the opportunity to shoot for the points. They got 4 points without reply at one stage in the middle of the first half. And at half time, 7 points all. Well, I was saying to some of them, joking, that, well, we'd settle for that if nobody scored in the second half. But then our lads came out in the second half, and Jesus, they tore into them. And we were 5 points up after 5 minutes of the second half. Tom Parsons was beginning to fade a bit at that stage. He had a reasonably good first half until Nicholas Murphy came on for Cork. They took off their centre fielder. It was Jamie O'Sullivan was playing for them. And after that, we tore into it, and we did fairly well. Chris Barrett had a fantastic game, a few great runs up the middle. Liam O'Malley at times stood off his man, but he got in some great blocks. Caffrey was good. The half-back line generally played fairly well. Kevin McLaughlin was exposed on a couple of occasions. Seamus O'Shea had a great game. Aidan O'Shea had a great game. Alan Dillon was a bit tired in the second half. You could see by the time he was taken off, he was really on about 10 minutes too long. Trevor Mortimer played well in the second half. Andy Moran played well. Conor Mortimer played very well too. Ronaldson was living on scraps, but it was a good Mayo performance. We have another run at it in 2 weeks' time, so let's go for it. We've won the FBD Shield. We're in the final of the league. There's only one more to go after that if we win the next game.
Right. Okay. Thanks for that.